We have a principle throughout Chas of mitzvahs srichas kavana. Actually, it's a machlokes, a dispute throughout the Gemaras whether mitzvahs require intent or not. Of course, as I always point out, this is a post facto machlokes. No one says, you know what, I'm about to put on tefillin, don't have kavana. I'm about to do this mitzvah, don't have kavana. It's a legal question. If I did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I have to repeat the mitzvah? So the poskim talk about it, the rishonim, how we paskin. So the way many poskim say, mitzvah sriches kavana on a mitzvah daraisa, you have to do it again. On mitzvah drabanan, we assume no, and there are different exceptions to the rule of Maisa. That's the klal in general, mitzvah sriches kavana. The question is, there are two sides, there are two luchos, shnei luchos abris. And Chazal tell us that represent the two different categories of mitzvahs. Mitzvah ben adam l'makom, mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. Commandments between man and God and man and one's friend. And as Rav Shlomo Zalman and others point out, we find throughout Shas the principle of mitzvah striches kavana by mitzvah be'am l'makom, by sukkah, by tefillin, shofar, by commandments between man other l'makom, we find the concept of mitzvah striches kavana. The question is, what about mitzvah be'adam chavero? In other words, what should be your motivation? Is it like, it's like I'm shaking a lulav, kach siva Hashem, or no? Should I kavana be, you know what? I want to be mevaker the chol. I want to help this person. I want to do hashava saveda. Should my motive be that I want to be compassionate and help someone else, or is it? That's what you'll do, but no, I'm doing it because kach siva Hashem. So that's a discussion among the Achronim. So there's a famous piece by the Netziv, but other Achronim, the Meshech Chochma discusses it, by Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moshe Feinstein as well. There's a famous Rambam, and the Rambam in Shmona Prakim discusses, and most people have it the opposite, but he says, when a person has to do, is walking by, let's say kashrus, I'm walking by this delicious smelling bakery, deli, so what should I say? Like, oh, this disgusts me, it's not kosher. No, you should say, Rotsa'ani. No, I really want to eat this tarfus. But ma'ese, what should I do? So, Avino l'shamayim, Dozralayim. Like, what could I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't. So really, you should want to do it. You should want to eat the treif. You should want to wear shatnis. But what could I do? That's the highest madrega. However, the Rambam says, this only applies by chukim. By these mitzvahs, these kind of mitzvahs, but I'm a makom. What about mitzvahs, but adam l'chaveiro? What about mitzvah sichlis? What about not to steal, not to kill, lying, all these things? Or should I say, I want to punch you in the face. I want to kick you. I want to curse you. But what could I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said me to do it. So Rambam says, no. By mitzvah sichlis, you don't say rotsani. You work on yourself that you don't want to do it. But if you know, a lot of people are the opposite. When it comes to trade, they say it disgusts me. But when it comes to stealing, I really want to steal, but what could I do? So that's what the Rama makes a distinction between mitzvahs ben adam l'makom and mitzvahs ben adam l'chavero. Ben adam l'makom, you do rotsani. But you just do it because kach siva Hashem. I want to do the Aveira, but what could I do? God told me not to. Menem Kaveiro, it's not that I want to cause someone harm, or I want to steal from the person. You should work on yourself that you're a kind person. You should be passionate. And that's what Rav Moshe and others point out in the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim. Im kesef tal ve'es ami. If you borrow money, it talks about the mitzvah of lending money. So Rashi points out, really the Torah means when you lend money. You have a mitzvah to lend someone money. It's not if. So why use the lashon im? So why would you put it in the... Why would Rashi want to know? Why would the Torah write im? So that's what Rav Moshe, others point out. That's exactly the point. Is don't do it because you have to do it. Do it because you want to do it. I want to show compassion. I want to show that I'm doing it because I want to... I feel the pain of the individual and I want to help him. And in fact, that's how Mother Mepharshim pointed out, you do mitzvah to amul makom because rotza ani, gzeira from Hashem, but amul chaveru, you work on your midos, you become a better person. In fact, the Chazon Ish points out that, in fact, if you do ben adam chaveru because kaksi va Hashem, not because you're showing compassion, you take away from the mitzvahs. Imagine the scene. You go to Mavaka Chola. Oh, wow, amazing. Finally, I found someone who's really in pain and he's about to die. Oh, great. That's why, in fact, that's why you don't make a bracha on mitzvahs on Machaveira. How does it look? There are many reasons, but how does it look? I'm being misameach on someone else's sar? So the effort, no. If a person says, I couldn't care less about you, but I have a mitzvah bika cholam, then you'll tell them to get lost. Not only should you have the kavanah, if you don't have the kavanah, it takes away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You're not doing it properly. And that's how they point out as well. The Gemara talks about someone doing kivav aim, and the Gemara had kivav aim and shiloach hakein, and going up and the person fell. You think they live forever because Kibra Ve'im is Aricha Shamam and Shiloh HaKain is Aricha Shamam, yet the person came down from the ladder and he fell off. So the Gemara says, must mean Aricha Shamam must mean Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. Aye, so Rebbe Yoshev asks, what do you mean? Maybe it's not right. Really, Mitzvah Srikas Kavana? He didn't have the Kavana for Shiloh HaKain or Kibra Ve'im, and that's why. Like, you don't have kavana for shofar and lulav, it's not good. So we see from the fact the Gemara concluded not that way. We see that the whole purpose is to do l'shei mitzvah. So that seems to be the consensus view. Although there are different aspects, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Kibud Av V'Em, he seems to say you do it because kach siva Hashem. Or as the Chafetz Chaim also, and Avos Chesed seems to say that as well. You do ben adam l'chaveiro. He has the same cheshbon you have by mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. You have the mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. So, right, so it could be obviously the both aspects. Obviously, the both aspects, you could do it because on one hand, if you have the kaksi of Hashem, he's saying it's taking away. So maybe you do it because God commanded you, but it doesn't mean you can't have compassion either. So that's what they point out. We know the different aspects than the both probably true. The different aspects of mitzvahs v'adam l'chaveiro is v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha and there's v'halachta b'drachav. So v'yahavta l'reicha kamocha, that's more result-oriented, as long as you get the job done. Like someone loses, and Ani drops money, you drop money and Ani picks it up, you get the mitzvah tzedakah, even though clearly I didn't even know I lost it, it doesn't have any impact on me. But v'halachta b'drachav, we have to emulate like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that no, that's for us. The impact of us on chesed. Else the result that he's going to get it even if we don't even know what happened. But when it comes to Valakta Bedrachav, it's like God is Rachel Machan and we have to. So that seems to be the consensus view that when it comes to mitzvahs ben lamakam all agree mitzvahs riches kavana. However, as the Rambam pointed out, when it comes to Ben Machavero, you don't do it because kach tziva Hashem, but you do it, you have to train yourself to be a good person. You don't want to steal, you don't want to kill, and that's the motivation one should have when it comes to mitzvahs ben adam lechavero.